talking about Hilchos Birchas Hanenim and the Halacha Shiurim that we've had since the beginning of the year. We discuss some Dinim Klolium, two Shiurim of Dinim Klolium. There's so much more to say, but I want to shift gears now and talk about some of the Brachos Pratios, some of the actual Birchas Hanenim and Shilas that come up with the different Birchas Hanenim themselves. Let's start with Hamotzi, the Bracha of Hamotzi. So we know we make a bracha of hamotzi on lechem. It has to be bread, right? Like the nusach habracha, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. If it's not lechem, you're not going to make a hamotzi. The question is, what's called lechem? That is the $64,000 question. What is called lechem? So we have to look at other areas of halacha to see what's called lechem there, and then we'll try to extrapolate to brachas. So one of the areas of halacha that we find a din of lechem is in Hilchas Challah. We talk about, you know, hafrashas challah. Many people are careful to be mafresh challah. Many women bake bread, Erev Shabbos, they bake challahs, Erev Shabbos, and they mafresh challah. But we're familiar with some of the halachas of challah. So when is there a chiyuv to be mafresh challah? So the Gemara, before the Gemara, in the Sifrei, they quote from a pasuk in Parashas Shlach. It says, "V'hoya ba'acholchem milechem aretz tarim usum al Hashem." A pasuk in Parashas Shlach. So this is the mokar that they quote. In the Mishnayis, in the Medrash Chazal, in the Sifrei, that in order to be chayav in challah, it has to have a din lechem. In Hilchas Challah, it has to have a din lechem. Only for lechem are you going to be chayav in challah. So what is lechem? So we know that in the creation of bread, there are two stages. One is that we combine the flour with the water, combine the solid with the liquid, and then we introduce heat, right, to finish the job. So the two stages normally are defined as this, that there's a lisha, there's a kneading of the dough, and there's an afia, there's a baking. That's the way challah is normally made. There's a lisha, and there's an afia. Now, lisha seems to assume that there's what we call a blila ova. That means a thick mixing. In the realm of blilos, there is a blila ova and there's a blila raka. Right? We call a blila ova is a dough. But aside from a blila ova, there's something called a blila raka. What do you think a blila raka is? A soft mixture. Blila just means mixture. What's a soft mixture? A batter, right? So there's a dough and there's a batter. Normally the way bread is made is there's a blila ova, a lisha, with an afia. A blila ova, a dough, with a baking. Now certainly if you make a blila ova, if you have an isa, you have a dough, and you bake it, that's called lechem. It'll be called lechem for challah, and it'll be called lechem, you'll have to make a hamotzi on that food item. Okay, that's obvious. That's called bread. That's a clear definition. If you have both elements, both a blila ova and an afia, so then that's called lechem for challah. That's called lechem for birchas hamotzi too. The question is if you have one but not the other. That's the shaila in the poskim. Let's say you have a dough, but then you cook the dough. Now don't get confused. We're not talking about bagels over here, because bagels you have a dough, then you throw the round bagel into the boiling water, but then you bake it. And the way bagels are made is first it's dunked into boiling water, but then you put it on some kind of a stove, right? They have these. Sometimes you see them. You can go into the bagel store, right? They have these burners. They just put the bagels one on top, you know, just on the stove on that burner. And that's how the bagels are made. So there's an afia there. So that's not a case of blila ova with bishul. But I can give you a few cases of blila ova with bishul. Take, for example, noodles or spaghetti. Right? Noodles or spaghetti are made with a blila ova. Then you cut into little pieces and you cook it. It's never baked. Or donuts. Right? Donuts are made with a blila ova. Made a donut. It looks like a bagel, really, right? Make a donut, but then it's deep fried. Deep frying is like bishul. There's no difference between cooking in water or cooking in oil. So if you deep fry it, that's like bishul. So these are cases where you have an isa, you have a blila ova, but then you are only mevashel the Blila Ava. What's the status of that item? Right? Is that called lechem or is it not called lechem? So it's actually a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samache Sif Yud Gimel quotes from the Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam is machmir to assume that this is called lechem since it has a Blila Ava. There is a dough. This would be called lechem, and you'd have to make a hamotzi on this. Now, just one second. You have to make a hamotzi. Hamotzi on spaghetti and noodles? So that far, Post can point out, even Rabbeinu Tam, that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting, even he wouldn't be machmir for that, because spaghetti and noodles, even if it has this dough, it has the blila of it, it's missing another ingredient that you need for lechem. And what is that? Tzura sapas. It's got to look like bread. It doesn't look like bread. It doesn't have a tzura sapas, so even if it has the other elements, we're not going to make hamotzi, and it's not called lechem. So noodles and spaghetti are going to get a mezonos anyway. They're not going to get a hamotzi. But donuts is a real shayla. Right? Rabbeinu Tam should say, donuts do have a tzura sapas. Right? What's the difference between a donut and a bagel? Right? It's a circular, right? With a hole in the middle? With a hole in the middle? It looks exactly the same as a bagel, really. Okay, so it has a little bit more sugar. A lot more sugar. But in terms of tzura, it really does have a tzura sapas. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure what the Sfardim do with this, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that it should be called lechem and you should have to make hamotzi on it. The Rama is mekel. The Rama says the minig is to be mekel, to assume that blila ova by itself without an afia is not enough to warrant hamotzi. Okay, so at least the Rama is willing to be mekel that on donuts, you're not going to make hamotzi. There's a blila ova, but it's not baked. It's only is deep fried. It only has a bishul, so therefore you're not going to make hamotzi. Fine. What's the din in the other direction? Let's say you have a blila raka, but you have an afia. Let's say you have a batter with an afia. Now we talked about a blila ova. Blila ova with a bishul. A blila ova with a bishul. So let's say the Rama, at least the Rama says, not lechem. What's the status of a blila raka with an afia?
So most Rishonim hold that is called lechem.
That the ikar of lechem is really the afia. Any kind of mixture, blila ova, blila raka, that's not the key. The key is the afia. As long as you have an afia that is called lechem, and that can get a hamotzi, that would get a hamotzi. The Ramban
is a famous shita. The Ramban assumes that you actually need both. You need both a blila ova and an afia. That's a big, big kula.
The Ramban holds that you need both. Rove holds that this is lechem. The Ramban says not lechem. The Ramban holds that you need both.
Reb Chaim felt me'ikar adin the halacha is like the Ramban, but you really need both. You need both a blila ova and an afia. And where does this chapan afkemina? Very important. What happens if you have different cakes and cookies that are made in a bakery? You have to be mafrish challah from cakes and cookies. The minig is not to be mafrish challah from them. So, is that really correct? So, according to the Ramban, that's fine, because as long as they're made without a blila ova, I'm talking about a sponge cake, right? Sponge cakes and things like that. So, according to the Ramban, it's made with a blila rock, it has a batter, right? The Duncan Hines, right? Whatever. I'm not advertising it, but right, whatever batter you have over there. You have a batter, you have an afia, according to the Ramban. That's not called lechem. It's not called lechem. There's no chiyuv to be mafrish challah. Many are machmir for the opinion of the Rov Rishonim against the Ramban, that they assume that maybe sponge cakes and things like that. Chayim and challah, so what they do is after they finish the cake at home, they'll be mafrish challah from the crumbs. They'll take off a little bit of challah from the crumbs to be machmir, and maybe the cake requires hafrasha. But it just shows you. It just shows you the sensitivity that you have to have in defining what is called lechem and what is not called lechem. So what's the din in terms of bracha? So according to most Rishonim, the impression you get is that if you have cake, let's say sponge cake, right? You have a blila raka with an afia. You should have to make hamotzi on it. You have to make hamotzi. That's Rov Rishonim like that. Shouldn't you have to make hamotzi on a chocolate cake? chocolate cake? Make amotzi? Do you make amotzi on chocolate cake? So what's the reason we all make amotzi on chocolate cake? Well, what's the reason? Well, the answer is that we have to introduce a very, very famous principle. We have to talk about this principle and figure out where it applies. And that is the Gemara in Brachas and that Membeis identifies a concept called Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Pas that comes with kisnin. It's hard to understand exactly what that word means. The Poshup Shad is kisnin just means a pocket. A kiss. A pocket. Pocket. So the Gemara says on Daf Mem Beis that on Pas Haba B'Kisnin, notice it's Pas, but because it's Bo B'Kisnin, somehow it's different. The Gemara says on Pas Haba B'Kisnin, you make a mezonos. Unless you kovei asud on it. If you kovei asud on it, then you make a hamotzi, but if you're not kovei asud on it, then you're only going to make a mezonos. That is the yesod, the important yesod to understand so many of the food items that we have, what the proper bracha is on that food item. Okay, so we have to take a step back. Again, we're trying to define lechem. Hamotzi is only recited on lechem. So if it's an isa with bishul, if it's a dough that's been cooked, like a donut, right? So for that, the Ramo would say you could be mekel. But for donuts, you're not gonna make hamotzi. But if you have a belila raka with an afia, if you have a batter that's been baked, so according to most Rishonim, lechor that should be called lechem, it should be called pas. You should have to make a hamotzi. The answer is pas haba b'kisnin somehow is different. Right? Chazal say that pas haba b'kisnin you only make a mezonos on unless you kovei asud on it. It's not like a full pas. It's somehow it's less of a pas. It's not as choshev. That's really the answer. It's not as choshev as a regular pas. So because it's not as choshev as the regular pas, that's why it's not going to get hamotzi. Chazal will not masakin hamotzi for that type of pas. What is pas haba b'kisnin? That is the question. So there are three opinions that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Rishonim about pas haba b'kisnin. This is the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kuf Samaches Sivzai. Some hold that pas haba b'kisnin is any filled dough, like a pie, apple pie, cherry pie. Right? You have a dough, and it has a filling inside of it. That's the baba kisnin. That's the kiss. So pas haba b'kisnin would be a filled dough. A Franks and blankets would be pas haba b'kisnin according to this definition. It's a filled dough. You have dough on the outside, and you have the meat on the inside. This is one definition of pas haba b'kisnin. The Rambam and others, the second definition in the Shulchan Aruch of pas haba b'kisnin is a sweetened dough. Isa sheni losha bidvash b'mei peros b'beitzim. Right, you have a dough that's been sweetened, that's been kneaded with honey or with fruit juices or with eggs maybe. What's called lekech, right? Honey cake. Sponge cake. Right? A sweetened dough or a sweetened batter or something like that. Any, if it's sweetened. Now the Mishnah Berurah is careful to point out that you have to be able to taste the sweetener. You just put like a small amount of apple juice in there just to be yitzhazayin, that's not enough. You have to really be able to taste the difference. It has to be nirgash harbe, he says. Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Samaches and Kotan Lama Gimel. So that's the second definition, right? If you just put something in there and it's not really sweetening the dough, that's not pas haba b'kisnin. Like raisin challah. Raisin challah is not pas haba b'kisnin according to any definition. But you say, oh no, but I have the sweet raisins in there. It's not sweetening the dough. Right? You have raisin, you have challah with raisins. It's very nice, could be very tasty, but that's pas. You make a hamotzi on that. That's not a mitzvah. Okay, so two definitions so far. Either a filled dough or a sweetened dough. Or the third definition is a thin wafer or a cracker. Some kind of brittle, thin cracker. Like breadsticks. Or crackers, or hard pretzels, or something. Right? That's another definition of pas haba b'kisnin. So there are three definitions for what this halacha applies to. This halacha that I'm going to only make a mezonos on this. Right? There may have even been a blila ava over here. Blila ava? I mean, pretzel made with a blila ava. Right? But because it's pas haba b'kisnin, it's not as choshev, so therefore I'm only going to make a mezonos unless I'm kovei asuda. Okay? So three different definitions. Comes the Beis Yosef and says, because it's a suffek, it's a machlokas, so he's shown him how to define pas haba b'kisnin. And this is a din d'rabbanan. This is a din d'rabbanan. Birchas Hanenin is a din d'rabbanan. Which is interesting, because it's going to lead to a daraisa. If you really assume that it's lechem, then you'll have to make a hamotzi, and then you'll have to say birchas hamazon too. But apparently Chazal, you know, tell you when you make a birchas hamazon, what's called lechem, what's not called lechem. So fundamentally, it starts as a din d'rabbanan. So zok de beis yosef, sveka d'rabbanan lekula. You could be megel for any one of these three opinions. So any time that the pass in question can fall under the rubric of one of these definitions, the pass of Abakistan, then you're only going to make a mezonos on it. Unless you're kovei suda. If you're kovei suda, then you make a hamotzi. Without kovei suda, then you only make a mezonos. Okay, this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. He seems to be saying that we have a machlokas rishon, we don't know how to define pass of Abakistan. Really, one of them is right. We don't know if they're all right. But because it's a sveka d'rabbanan, we can be mekel to rely on the fact that any one of these approaches could be defined as pasma b'kistin to be mekel to make a mezonos unless you kovei suda. Yes.
What about like a soft pretzel?
We're going to get to it. Very good question. Comes the Maimer Mordechai, the Bir Halacha, the Maimer Mordechai, the Bir Halacha quotes the Maimer Mordechai, who says it's a little bit difficult because I'm not sure if he's saying this pshat in the Shulchan Aruch or outside the Shulchan Aruch. Let's assume he's saying it himself, not within the Beis Yosef. He doesn't think that there's a machlokas or rishonim, machlokas ha-ga'on, there's some ga'onim over here also that are quoted. It's not a machlokas ha-poskim, machlokas or rishonim, how to define Passover Kistin. No, all these definitions could be Passover Kistin. Maybe there are other things that could be Passover Kistin. Because the yesod is that something that's a meal food, something that's eaten as a meal food, is pas. It's pas. And even for a morsel of that meal food, you make a hamotzi. But something that's normally eaten as a snack food, so that's pasav abakistan. And if it's pasav abakistan, you make a mezonos on it, unless you're kovei suda. Meaning, the rule is, if you're kovei suda on a snack food, then you make a hamotzi on it, if it's pas. If you're kovei suda, you know, on Jolly Ranchers, you're not gonna make a hamotzi on that, right? Because it's not pas, right? Right? I mean, you can hear, so you probably can't imagine such things. But if you had kids, you'd understand what I mean. Right, you could be kovei suda on Jolly Ranchers, but that's not, you're not going to make a hamotzi on that. But if you kovei suda on something that could be pas, so then you will make a hamotzi on that. Even if it's only a snack food. But says the Maimer Mordechai, if it's a meal food, there's no discussion. You're going to make a hamotzi even on a morsel. Right? Does anyone have a shaila if I take a small piece of challah, then I have to make a hamotzi on that? Right? That's the classical question that every you know, young lady asks her father, right? Abba, how much do I have to eat for a kezayis? And they don't want to eat too much challah. So how much do I have to eat? How much do I have to eat for the kezayis? Right? So let's say you take a little bit, right? It's not a kezayis. But let's say you took a little bit. So that's not really enough to bench. It's not enough to bench. But for hamotzi, we know that even on a mashu, you make a berachas hanenin. So if it's pas gomer, you're going to make a hamotzi on that, even if it's a very small amount. For pasav abakistan, you're not gonna hamotzi unless you're kovei suda. But no one's gonna argue that for pas gomer, even if it's a small amount, you're gonna make hamotzi. Comes to Maimer Mordechai and says, well, that's the yesod. The yesod is if it's a meal food, then it has a din of pas gomer, and you make a hamotzi even on a small amount. If it's a snack food, is pasav abakistan. If it's pasav abakistan, then you make a mezonos on it unless you're kovei suda. If you're kovei suda, then you're gonna make a hamotzi. He says it's not a machlokas here. They're giving different foods in their times, whether it's Rav Haigon or the Rambam, Rabbi Hanan, all the different shittas that I quoted to you. They're just giving examples from their times of foods that were snack foods. So they have a dinner pasuk b'kistin. But if you can think of another food that's a snack food, it'll also be defined as pasuk b'kistin. And this rule will be the same. If you don't make hamotzi on a morsel, you only make hamotzi if you're kovei suda. Wow, this is quite a chiddush. So this chiddush is not just found in the Maimon Mordechai, but the Nesivis, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, in of all places in his Haggadah's Ma'ase Nisim, that is a very famous Haggadah of the Nesivis, Ma'ase Nisim, that we've quoted in the Haggadah Shirim on occasion, very famous Haggadah. So in the Haggadah, he has like a few pages about Birchas Hanenin that made it very big. I mean, anything he wrote made it very big. So He makes this comment also. He also holds like this. This is a famous yesod of many achronim. The pasul b'kisdin is not limited to the definitions of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a principle. There's a klal that something that's a snack food, you make a mezonos on it unless you kaveh suda. But something that's not a snack food is not pasul b'kisdin, even if it subscribes to one of the definitions of the Shulchan Aruch. If in your time that food is a meal food, so then you have to make a motzi on it, even if it does subscribe to the definitions of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, so what's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina for these two approaches? So one of the classical examples of the nafkamina is the soft pretzel. Maybe that's what you were. Yeah. What's the bracha on a soft pretzel? What do you think? So soft pretzel is made with a dough, right? It's baked, right? So the question is, should you make a hamotzi on it or not? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, right, pasul b'kisdin is either if you have a sweetened dough, or if you have a filled dough, or if you have a brittle cracker. Is a soft pretzel any one of these three? No, doesn't sound like it. But yet it is a blila ava, and it is baked. So at first glance you'd say, if you follow the Shulchan Aruch, you should make a hamotzi on your soft pretzel, even for a morsel of soft pretzel. But if you take the approach of the Maimon Mordechai and the Nesivis, so then what should emerge? I don't care about definitions. Let's talk tachlis. What is this food? What is this food? Would you say a soft pretzel is a meal food? People eat a soft pretzel, that's their meal.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I think most people have soft pretzel as a snack.
Yeah.
Really?
Really good.
One soft pretzel, that's all you eat?
No, if you have two or three,
and people do that?
I do that.
I would.
Yeah. God, you're killing. Okay. Okay. When I've given this shiur 20 years ago, I think the conventional wisdom was that a soft pretzel is only a snack. I guess people have changed over the years. But if a soft pretzel were only a snack, so then you could understand the nafkamina, right? That if soft pretzel is a snack, so then, according to these other achronim, the Nesivis and others, if it's a snack food, so then, of course, if you only have one, you're not called Be'er Sudan if you only make a mezonos. If we follow the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't fall under the rubric of one of the three definitions of Pasul B'Kisdin, so then it should be Pas Gomi, you should have to make Hamotzi on it. And this is, it might not be an Afkamina anyway, because some say that it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPas. Maybe it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPas. That's what someone suggests. It's not like a donut. Because a donut looks like a bagel. Is there any bread that looks like a soft pretzel?
It
looks like
bread.
It looks like bread.
It looks like bread.
Okay, yeah. So someone wanted to suggest that maybe that's not a tzuras hapas. I was never really convinced of that star. I thought, what?
Pretzel challah.
Now that we have pretzel challah, so the soft pretzel looks like pretzel challah. Okay, it's complicated. The soft pretzel used to be a beautiful nafkamina to this shayla. Let me give you another nafkamina. Fascinating case. What do you think the bracha on matzah should be? Not Pesach night. We'll talk about that. Right? What should matzah be? What should it be? Why?
It's a crispy.
So if you take the Shulchan Aruch's definition of pasul b'kisdin, the Chor, it's the third definition. It's a brittle cracker. So if you kaveh suda on the matzah, so then of course you're going to make hamotzi. But if you're not kaveh suda on the matzah, the Chor, one would say that you should only make a mezonos. And in fact, there are some people who only make a mezonos a whole year on matzah. Who are those people? The Sfaradim. Did you ever wonder why you make a mezonos the whole year? They make a mezonos because they assume that it's pasul b'kisdin. If you ate a lot of matzah, if you're kaveh suda on it, you wouldn't make a mezonos. You'd say hamotzi, I hope.
That's a lot. I would never eat that much matzah.
Never eat that much matzah. Not so simple. Because as long as you eat a kazayas of matzah, if you're kaveh suda on all the other things that you eat together with the matzah, according to some poskim, that's also called a kaveh suda. And it's not so difficult to eat a kazayas of matzah. I mean, you'll eat a kaveh of matzah, right? Hopefully you'll eat a kaveh, because if you're washing with the broccoli, you should. But one matzah probably is close to a kaveh. So it's not so simple. But Sfardim, if they eat a little bit of matzah, they'll only make a mezonos. Only make a mezonos. Why on Pesach do they do differently? The Sfardim make a hamotzi on matzah on Pesach. That's a shaila. It's not so pashut, right? The simple answer is that since they're eating matzah because it's a chiyuv, so somehow the chiyuv, hakosuv kavol chova, the chiyuv creates a chashivas. It creates an extra chashivas in the matzah, so that's why they feel like then it has a din of lechem. Then it has a din of pas gomer because the chiyuv creates the shame pas gomer. Do you make a hamotzi on matzah throughout Chol HaMoed Pesach? When you eat matzah, even on a morsel of matzah throughout Chol HaMoed Pesach?
No.
Oh, you see, the chashivas of matzah throughout the Yom Tov, it's not just the first night. The chashivas of matzah throughout the Yom Tov Pesach, that makes it into pas gomer. But the rest of the year, they say it's not so chashuv. It's a snack. It's Passover Kistin, not a snack. It's a Passover Kistin. So because it's Passover Kistin, that's why it would only get a mezonos. Ashkenazim make a hamotzi a matzah the whole year round. Why is that? Why do you think? What?
Meal food.
Oh, so the posh pshat is, if you take the Maamar Mordechai and the Nesiva seriously, svara is very, very good. Right? Matzah is a meal food. But people eat matzah as a snack. Some types of matzah they eat as a snack. What kind of matzah do people eat as a snack?
Pizza.
But forget matzah pizza. Matzah crackers. Oh, so Rav Tzipesach Frank in his Hartzvi, he says the bracha on matzah crackers should be mezonos because that's a snack. But if you eat a big piece of matzah that people normally eat as a meal, Ashkenazim would wash in that the whole year. Pashup shad is because they assume it's a meal food. So it's a meal food. It's not possible because now, but it's a third definition. Forget the definitions. Definitions are just examples of what's a meal food, what's a snack food. L'chora, that's the simple pshat in why the Ashkenazim make a mezonos on the matzah crackers, but they'll say hamotzi on matzah itself. L'chora. Rabbi Schachter, Rabbi Willig, many other poskim note that to this sheet. That really, if you have something that's a meal food, even if it falls under the rubric of the Shulchan Aruch, that it should be called Passover B'Kistin, but we're not going to call it Passover B'Kistin because it's not a din in falling under the rubric of one of the three definitions. It's a question of, is it a meal food or is it a snack food? That's the kovayas. You have to look at every food, and I will admit, depends on the generation, it depends on the time, you have to look at your circumstance and figure out, is it a meal food or is it a snack food? And depending on whether it's a meal food or snack food, that determines the bracha. If it's a meal food, it should get a hamotzi, even on a morsel. And if it's a snack food, so then on a morsel you make a mezonos, but if you're kaveh suda, then you're going to make a hamotzi. Okay, flags are down, I see. Yes, Menashe.
Well, I think it's like a meal food, like, let's say breakfast, Cheerios. That's a main popular meal, but you never had it for dinner.
Right. So you're saying, can you be kaveh suda, but it's a meal food for breakfast? So I don't think so. I think it has to be a meal food for a chashuva meal, right? It's a meal food for breakfast, but you know there are people who would have one bowl of Cheerios. So that's not a kviya suda just because it's breakfast. I don't think so. I think if you have three bowls of Cheerios, so then you might have to wash, right? Some say maybe not because it doesn't have a tzuras hapas, and others say no. You see, it looks like a bagel. That's the shaila. The shaila is, it doesn't have a tzuras hapas. If it doesn't have a tzuras hapas, so you can eat as much as you want, and you're not going to make hamotzi on it. But if you consider Cheerios to have a tzuras hapas, so then you might have to make hamotzi if you eat a lot. Yes?
What do you do if you open up a box of crackers and you were only planning on having like a couple and then you just get carried away? So you made a mezonos initially.
It's a good question. What happens if you have,
You go to Kiddush on Shabbos.
Exactly. What happens if you go to a Kiddush on Shabbos and you have crackers and you think that you're only going to have, one piece of herring, and then you start to eat more and more and more, and then you want to have another cracker, so you might have to wash on that last cracker, right? And you really should have washed from the beginning. Yeah, a person has to have a sense from the beginning as to what they're eating. Yeah, we've just opened the sugya. Right? We have to talk about a lot of other foodstuffs over here. We have to talk about croissants. We've got to talk about that favorite food of so many different people, which might be totally in this shiloh as well. What food am I talking about?
Pizza.
What is pizza now? Right? Based on all that we've discussed, is pizza pasta b'kistin or is it pasgama? That's a big, big shiloh. Okay, so we're going to have to get to some of these shaylos next time. And then we'll also talk about Kfiya Suda, your comment of how much do you have to eat for Kfiya Suda. There's really a lot to discuss, but these are very important shaylos that really are quite relevant in many different situations.